This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Friday, it's 12:14 on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL. Hello, Carol.
I know.
Thanks
sorry.
For the pizza, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Mm. Yes, Copper Door, they changed to their autumn menu. And Daryl, he's so funny because whenever we go there, I will have to, when I give my order, I mouth it to her because he dies when I get pizza. Because I get pizza all the time. But it's their new autumn menu, and it's like a pulled pork with butternut squash and figs.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's
now,
very good.
Now, the cheese was there. I didn't taste any kind of a tomato.
No tomato sauce on it.
So the cheese goes on, or is there some other kind of sauce hidden under there?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So you really can make it. And I got to think more about out-of-the-box pizzas that don't necessarily have to have tomato sauce.
Right.
That one was a good example of that.
Yeah. I mean, I generally don't like pizzas that don't have tomato sauce, mm-hmm. but that one was very good. And it's better when it's like heated, you know.
True. It's funny. Last night I made the same pizza for Barb that I made for us in the studio a couple days ago.
With the pizza pizzazz?
No, I don't have the pizza pizzazz. I just did it in my oven.
Oh, you didn't take it?
No.
I thought you were going to borrow it.
No. It's... Yeah, the chef took it back, Chef Patrick. But it came out great in my oven too. They cook about the same, but I like the convenience and the fun and the novelty of it. So I will get one. At some point.
Mine's coming today.
You ordered one. Yeah,
I did, and I got my salt and pepper automatic shakers. And you know what mine has?
What?
I don't know if yours had it or not. A light.
No, I don't think so.
When you flip it over, it goes on, and there's a light with it. Isn't that cool?
We should explain. It's it's sort of a cylindrical shaped, a salt and pepper grinder.
Like a salt and pepper grinder, stainless steel.
It's battery operated, and it automatically turns itself on when you turn it over to face the food.
Yep, and mine has a light on it. It's stinking cool.
I don't think ours does.
It goes on automatic.
Yeah, okay, so I guess it must be a new tchotchke they added to it ours.
Mine's not monogrammed like yours is, though.
Oh.
I didn't see them on there on Amazon like that, but...
Barbie got it directly from Williams-Sonoma, so...
Love Williams-Sonoma.
Maybe, I know, as soon as the cats... See, I get home before her every day, so as soon as the Williams-Sonoma catalogs come, I toss them, because it's like, I just...
That's terrible.
We get so many catalogs, and I bet you do too.
Because
you're an online shopper, as she is, and you get on their list, and I forget it. They're anywhere from none to 10 catalogs a day, anywhere in between.
You are exactly right.
And so I just kind of pick and choose the ones I want her to see. Isn't that awful?
I hope Barb is listening right now. I really do.
Well, I mean, she could be. I mean, she's at St. A's, and you can pick up the station there. Or she listens online occasionally.
Right.
But her job as a nurse is so busy that she hardly ever gets to even have lunch. So, although I do make her a really fancy lunch salad every day. Get up at 6 o'clock with her and do that. But I did rescue some orphan meat last night I wanted to share.
You and your orphan meat. I just love it. So what did you rescue last night?
I think we both agree we love short ribs.
Yes.
And in fact, with your dad, we've discussed the fact that, it's hit or miss. You just don't see them in the store. You know, the typical grocery meat sections, once in a while you'll see them. So I was at Shaw's, of course, last night, probably just going in to get, I think, some blueberries and some cereal for morning breakfast. But I had to swing by the orphan meat section.
And it was there.
Bunches of them. So I got like...
Short ribs in the orphan meat. Wow. I wonder why.
Well, I'm just thinking it's not one of those things that people typically will pick up and cook. It takes a lot more effort than just a burger or a steak to throw on the grill. This is something that takes several hours. And we usually do it... She does. She bakes it on a weekend. So there were... I got about 6 pounds worth.
Wow.
And each one was, peel off the tab and save $3. So I got... $30 worth of short ribs for about $20,
that's awesome.
Which is really good because they're not cheap, and typically I don't buy them. But I'm telling you, people, the orphan meat section is the way to go. This week I had tenderloin, filet mignon,
fillets.
And I just scored some of those. So I put them in the freezer. We weren't really sure when we'd be. We're hoping to do it Sunday, but I just didn't want to lose those and put them in the fridge for 6 days and say, it don't smell so good. you don't want to rescue an orphan and then kill it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. I agree.
So anyway, that's I get so excited about these simple things.
I think it's cool. And I wish Market Basket had it, but they don't.
No. I mean, their prices are in general lower than most of the other stores. So I guess that's the, you know, they figure it's not worth their while. And I don't see it at any other stores either. So I like that.
Well, today's food holiday, it is Buffalo Roundup Day.
Yeehaw!
Whatever. But it is also National Lobster Day.
Oh, it is.
National Lobster Day is sponsored by Maine Senator Angus King.
Okay.
It's also National Crab Newberg Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't have my food holiday list in front of me, but there was one day during the month of September, or maybe it was a week, or maybe it was for the whole month. It was National Waffle Day, or either National Waffle Week, or something. Mm-hmm. That will be the Comedy Cold Cuts theme.
Oh, today?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
In about 10 minutes. I can't remember what day or week it was, but I do know it was sometime in September. So I thought, well, let me see. And I had better luck Googling Waffle House comedy or songs versus waffles.
Really?
Yeah, because every comic finds a way to make fun of Waffle House.
Yes.
And so that was an easy get for me once I figured that part of it out.
Cool. So. Have you ever been to a Waffle House? I think we talked about this. You haven't, right?
I have not. Right. No. I mean, I've been down south before, but never long enough to go to a Waffle House. They must have them in Florida.
Oh, yeah. They're all over.
Because I've been
Florida.
To Florida a few times. And the question is it really wise to go into one, or is it okay? I'm sure it's fine.
Yes, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. I like, because it's all open concept, and you can watch them.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, you watch them cook right there. Yeah, and they cook by memory. They don't write anything down. It's very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
So you hire somebody in who's never cooked before, and you think they're gonna?
Well, I'm sure they would need a rigorous training,
yeah.
especially if they've never cooked before. Usually diners and restaurants don't hire too often people that have no experience. You always want to try to get a line cook that has had experience.
Yeah,
I do have a little Waffle House trivia here that Bob just put up. Waffle House has 2,100 locations in 25 states.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what the nearest one is to us.
I know. I wonder.
There you go, Bob. Put in the zip code.
He's gonna
nearest Waffle House. So 125 states, huh? So
that's almost 25 states.
In 25 states. So that's almost.
Well, there's not 125 states, Mike.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Oh.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, PA, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think? Road trip next week? wow.
I do have a little bit of lobster trivia here. Approximately 40 million pounds, nearly 90% of lobsters, come from where?
Do you want a state or do you want...
State.
Well, it's got to be Maine.
Yeah, it is. Caught off the coast of Maine. Yeah. And where my brother has a house in Maine, mm-hmm. Jonesport, Maine,
yep.
literally the lobster docks, you can see them. We walk over and we pick out our own lobsters all the time.
You mean with a trap, or you just reach into the water where they're roaming around?
There's the lobster pound right there.
Oh, I see. All the people, they brought them in.
They sell their, whatever. There's like a big, it's so cool.
Doesn't get any more fresh than that, huh?
No more fresh than that. I mean, you can literally pick your lobster right out of the water.
And is it a little lower price than if you
were gosh, it's so much lower. We mm-hmm. went, we go with the girls at least once a year there. And so we were four of us. We walked over in our pajamas, because it's okay, you can do that in Maine. Our pajamas and muckers.
That's overdressed in Maine, Carol.
It is, I know. So we have our muckers on, and we went over. And, you don't do it very often. We wanted big lobsters, mm-hmm. at least 2-pound lobsters. So we said, we each want a good size lobster, two plus pounds, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember exactly the price, but, and they were... Yeah, they're Mainers. We're like, we want a good deal, mm-hmm. like, all right. And so that, we picked him out, and we've got four lobsters there, and he says, that'll be $28. And we're like, oh, all right.
$7, that's like $3.50 a pound.
But we thought it was $28. each.
Oh.
But it was $28, like, right, for all of ours.
That's fantastic.
It was
for
like
2 pound
a crazy
lobsters.
I even think they were almost 3 pounds. I mean, mm-hmm, it was crazy, the lobsters we had. It was crazy.
Wow.
So it was very cool.
Was there a lot of people that went there to pick theirs out like you? Like,
oh, yeah.
You?
Everybody does it.
Oh, I see.
No, everybody.
That's Jonesport?
Jonesport, Maine. Yeah, it's like 5 hours away. Hmm. Right on the ocean. Gorgeous place.
And when do your girlfriends typically go up? When's your little annual
get together?
It's
usually about now.
Yeah?
But we're not going this year.
No. That's not right.
I know. Hmm. Just not working out.
Oh, too bad.
It's been a little different now that I have Daryl. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right, because at one time you were always vacationing without a husband, and now you have a guy that...
Yeah, we do everything together, you know,
but
it's just a little
it's
different.
Still good once in a while,
yes,
to get away. I mean, I like my once every year or two trip to Vegas with my guy friends.
Yeah.
You know, and Barb is totally cool with that.
Of course.
Fortunately.
Yeah, so... But anyway, that's about it.
All right, so when we have a little more time, because we're going to do the comedy cold cuts in just a couple minutes, and then we have a guest... Karen Goldthwaite from Bedford, her business is Barkin' Biscuit.
I know.
We've talked so many times about, you know, yeah, we try to eat healthy, but what about our pets?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to talk with her. She has a company, and their food is, excuse me, as I understand it, according to their website, none of it contains meat. It's all, you know, all the really good,
yeah,
healthy stuff. So, but when we have probably an hour from now when that segment is done, you know how much we love Jim Gaffigan.
Love him.
Well, I have some interesting news about him. I did tell you that he will be appearing in Boston at the Wilbur Theater,
yeah,
1 month from now for like 7 or 8 shows. I mean, he's that popular in Boston. So he'll do some days, he'll do like doubles, and I don't think there's a triple in there, but like between the 26th and the 29th, there's at least 6 shows.
Wow.
Because they're all selling out. They kept adding shows. And but he has, excuse me, a very special appearance this weekend, which I will. It's probably a one of a kind for him, and I will share that with some interesting information surrounding it when we have a little more time after 1:30.
Okay, sounds good. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, comedy cold cuts all about waffles.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
We are back live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street in beautiful downtown Manchester. Carol Lawrence, Mike Moore, and it's Food for Thought on The Pulse. 107.7 WTPL, where Kale and Company will slide into the big red leather easy chair at 2 o'clock this afternoon following news. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford, Londonderry, and now North Conway, one of our sponsors, IntegrityFit.com. Also, Red Arrow Diners of Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry, New Hampshire. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of The Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. And I wish I could add Waffle House to our list of sponsors. You check your closest Waffle House in Scranton, Pennsylvania today. Well, they could be listening there. You know, we could be more famous than we realize
by
people that are tuning into Food for Thought all around the world. So it is, I was kind of curious because I knew that a couple weeks ago when I planned the segment, I knew that there was some time in September that was celebrating waffles. And indeed, National Waffle Week, sorry, I'm a little late, September 6th through 12th. And where did that information come from? Waffleweek.com, of course.
Oh, geez.
I'm sure that's a favorite on your computer.
Waffleweek.com?
There it is.
I have to check that out.
I'm not lying to you.
Hmm.
I think Waffle House, that's like their little, you know, signature waffle celebration website.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, how many waffles do you think have been sold since 1955? And I'm going to guess Waffle House.
Billions.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we just do... There was something about Waffle House. They sold their billions, remember?
Very good. That's exactly
correct. They just sold their billions.
That's exactly right. Your memory is better than mine. They're commemorating 60 years of serving good food fast, and they have a little trademark R after that because, Lord knows, no other restaurant should be able to say that. we invite you to celebrate with us and visit your local Waffle House restaurant during National Waffle Week, the 6th through the 12th of September. So, and they've got some picture. Oh, an apple crumb waffle. See, the rest of this Waffle Week website just loaded in here. Design a Waffle House t-shirt, win $1,000.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That's pretty cool.
And they got the 60-year celebration thing. So, anyway, waffleweek.com.
It was just Pancake Day, few days ago.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many industries now that want to have some kind of a day or a week and give us...
I just want to know who decides all that.
Oh.
I mean, who decides all that?
Well,
because don't you get your food holidays from a different source than I do?
Well, I don't know. I think it's nibble.com or something. I don't know. But you can send that stuff to these websites and say, you know, we've just declared, you know, it's French Toast Week. And so we'd like you to include that in your calendar. So, I mean, it's not much more than that.
Really?
And typically you'd want to make sure that as an association, everybody's cool with that. Or you can just do it yourself, you know?
Right.
It's take a lobster to work week, you know, just like take your dog to week. So it doesn't take much. You just go to these websites and say, please, for next year's inclusion, put this in. Simple as that. So, you know, there's something for Red Arrow to think about.
There you go.
I mean, you got enough cool things going on. You could make your way onto these lists.
Interesting.
Okay.
I have to do some research there.
So anyway, we do all that because today our theme is waffles on Comedy Cold Cuts. And the Waffle House figures into, looks like three of the four clips that we have today, including the first one, which is a song by a guy whose name is Mike Williams. So this is the Waffle House song on The Pulse.
Do not. A guy just looks up here and goes, he looks like Monica Lewinsky. On a dark Georgia highway, I was hungry as a bear. Warm smell from the pulp mill rising up in the air. Up ahead in the distance, saw a bright yellow light. My stomach churned and moaned real loud. Had to eat for the night. My waitress had a tattoo of the menu in red. When she turned and smiled at me, not a tooth in her head. Brown polyester fits her kind of tight. But at 3:30 in the morning, she looks all right. Welcome to the Waffle House in Georgia. That's wrong. I apologize. That's wrong.
God, I love it.
He sounds like Don Henley.
No kidding. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that guy is really good. I don't know what else he does, but that is the Waffle House song by Mike Williams. Again, all these things you can find him on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Really, really good stuff. I mean, he you can easily do a five-minute song with that. I mean, Hotel California is, what, 6 minutes long?
That was good.
He could easily. There's so much material to work with at the Waffle House, I think. Let's move on to our second cut, and then we'll take a break because the last two are a little bit longer, so we'll squeeze those into the longest segment here in the hour. Of course, Jim Gaffigan, and I've got news about him coming up a little later in the show. Jim Gaffigan, and he's got his take on the Waffle House.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night. Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. Here's something you'll never hear in a Waffle House. Nice job cleaning up. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. And you've been to a Waffle House. I love Waffle House. And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international. I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been in Waffle House. Definitely a dangerous feel to them, you know. Even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out, occasionally be the W, so it'll read Awful House. That's where I'm gonna go at 2 a.m. That's when everyone goes. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision. You go in there. You go in there, everyone's drunk. You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like? Oh yeah, it's like a plaid pancake. I'll have 12 of those for a nickel. You ever go in a Waffle House during the day? That's weird. This place looks familiar. I think I threw up in here. Oh, there it is.
Jim Gaffigan. And Waffle House here on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL.
That was naughty.
That was very naughty.
Jeepers.
Yeah. But it's
and
clean.
You know,
it's naughty, but he's clean. That's the good thing about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. But, you know, I do have to say, I have been to Waffle House, mm-hmm. and it's not dirty, though.
Well, you know, I'm sure that some are cleaner than others, right? I mean, they're...
I guess. That's funny.
I would think...
maybe they just have that kind of a reputation?
Well, that's part of it. I think the genesis of something like this is a lot of people will go in, you know, at 3 in the morning, and perhaps, you know, there's not enough people to keep the place clean, and it just feels kind of skanky. And I think he just kind of extrapolated on that theme a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
So,
but you know, I'm just, you know, I own a 24-hour
right,
diner.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of what he was, well, I mean, you know what?
Okay.
Let's move on.
All right. Let's go to break because we're going to hear from Weird Al Yankovic. He's going to sing Waffle King on the other side. This is Comedy Cold Cuts on Friday's Food for Thought 107.7 WTPL. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. It's Carol and Mike on Food for Thought, brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack. Famous hickory-smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue like none other in the state. 2nd Street, Manchester, ribshack.net. Also, Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side. So I was thinking, we were part of the last routine. Jim Gaffigan was talking about Waffle House reminding him of watching his dad, you know, smoke while making eggs. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of a, you know, part of his thing there. For the last couple nights, for some reason, Barb and I have been watching old movies. And I'm talking like 1960 on Turner Classic Network or whatever it is, Turner mm-hmm. Classic Movies. And it really is funny, the movies in that era, everybody's smoking.
It's true.
It's hard to get used to.
You know, when you see it now, yes, it's like, oh, my yeah. gosh. Do you know my mother has it? My mother used to smoke mm-hmm. for many years. There is a picture out there floating around of her 8 months pregnant.
Oh, no.
In front of the stove yeah. holding a cigarette like that.
Oh, no.
And that was me inside.
That was you, huh?
Swear to God. I mean, isn't that horrible?
So anytime you have a bad day or a moment, do you say... Because you smoked, Mom, when you were pregnant.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about that now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my mom probably did, too. Both my parents were smokers. 7 kids smoking in the car. You know, you can hardly see out the windows.
Barely freaking breathe.
But we didn't think anything of it.
Remember in the planes?
Yeah, it's been a long time. But
I remember in the planes.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Do not disable the lavatory smoke detectors under punishment of law. You will be ejected out of the chute there in the back. Well, anyway, that was just something that crossed me. We watched a couple of movies last night with Susan Hayward in it.
Oh,
like
my
1960.
Gosh.
And I'm not an old movie fanatic, but it's so refreshing after just all the other stuff that's on now that doesn't really interest me.
You know what we've been watching?
Huh?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, you know, I need to get into that.
Wow.
It's pretty intense stuff, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. We're on season 2.
Are you binge watching it?
We are.
Yeah.
Well, we watch like a couple episodes
yeah,
a night.
That qualifies as binge watching.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday.
Well, that's
sometimes
okay.
It's 3 or 4.
Well, but see, that's what weekends are for binge
right.
watching. You know, I've done that with a couple TV series.
No, it's fun.
Not lately, but I was binge watching Susan Hayward last night. But anyway, we move on now so we don't
waffles.
Run out of time. We've got Waffles as our theme, Comedy Cold Cuts, and here's the guy that sings all stuff about food, Weird Al Yankovic, and Waffle King on the Pulse.
Found. say, ride this way, sir. Your money's no good here. Someday, I bet you they'll build me a shrine. And everybody say, well, I'm your biggest fan. I've seen your picture in People magazine. Folks come from around the world just to shake my hand. If you don't believe in the power of a waffle, let me show you just what I mean. I'm the Waffle King.
Waffle King.
Make you want to scream and shout. Waffle King.
Waffle King.
Left my name, don't wear it out. Waffle King.
Waffle King.
Make no mistake about it. I'm the Waffle King. Say pretty please. Can't you tell the universe revolves around me? Don't you know you suckers owe me everything? And can't you see that I'm the highest form of life that there could ever be? Everybody all around the world, stand up and sing. Come on now, Waffle King. Hey, that about a Waffle King. What's the matter? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Tell girls,
wah, 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 King.
Yeah, yeah.
Wah, 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 King.
Tell the truth now.
Wah, 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 King.
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? I'm the Waffle King.
Waffle King.
Weird Al Yankovic. And Waffle King, his stuff, you know, while funny, you know, without video, his stuff is absolutely just ridiculously great when you can see the video that goes with it.
Oh, I bet.
All his stuff is just, you know, he's so creative, carved a nice niche for himself. And he kind of went from being the guy known for the funny songs with the accordions to just doing songs that were parodies of, you know, other big hits. So there is Waffle King with one more to go on Comedy Cold Cuts. Today's theme is waffles. It was Waffle Week, the 6th through the 12th, just a few weeks ago. And this is now Stephen Colbert, of course, who took David Letterman's place on, mm-hmm. on Late Night. This is back when he was doing his show on Comedy Central. And this is a little segment he calls FEMA Waffle House Index. Pretty funny. Stephen Colbert on The Pulse.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently confirmed that this has been the worst year for disasters in U.S. history, from the tornadoes in Missouri to the Hurricane Irene to Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign. Luckily, his staff evacuated months ago. So it has been a bit of a busy year for FEMA. Now, folks, you know I've never been a fan of federal emergency management. Who is the government to tell me my house has become uninhabitable? The raccoons have settled in just fine. But FEMA has finally done something right. Jim?
FEMA revealed that they partially gauged the severity of a disaster based on the condition of Waffle House restaurants. The agency uses a Waffle House Index. The southeastern chain prides itself on operating during severe natural disasters. FEMA says if a Waffle House location is closed, they know that area needs aid.
Oh.
Yes. The Waffle House Index. Because in America, it is only a disaster once it disrupts our supply of chicken fried meats. Now, FEMA ranks an area's post-disaster condition based on a three-color scale. Green means the Waffle House is open and serving a full menu, okay? Like this one right here, okay? The Waffle House being able to serve their full menu is a sign that damage in the area is limited and that Lipitor is plentiful. Now, yellow means the Waffle House is offering only a limited menu, or this, their photo menu, okay? Indicating area residents probably have limited power and food or are too drunk to read. Okay, now, red is a sign of severe damage. The Waffle House is closed, or in the example of post-Katrina Mississippi, reduced to nothing but a slab. By the way, nothing but a slab is how you order the chicken fried meats. Folks, it is no accident that Waffle House has become FEMA's syrup-smothered canary in a coal mine. Also, available on the menu. After Hurricane Katrina, when restaurants that reopened quickly were swamped with customers, Waffle House executives developed a manual for opening after a disaster, bulked up on portable generators, bought a mobile command center, and gave employees key fobs with emergency contacts. Not to mention their strategy of slowly turning their customers into flotation devices. But folks, as much as I think it is a good move by FEMA, I say we cut out the government middleman and put the Waffle House in charge of all our emergency operations. These people have been drunk at 3 a.m. For instance, did you know in a flood zone, short stacks also double as sandbags? And somehow 60,000 of them still cost just $2.99 with your choice of chicken fried meat. I say better to go with a sovereign American Waffle House than the UN's humanitarian breakfast response, the International House of Pancakes. They will just pass a useless, non-binding resolution declaring the disaster Rudy Tooty, not so fresh and fruity. We'll be right back.
Wow.
There you go, Stephen Colbert and the FEMA Waffle House Index, which is very funny.
That is,
yeah.
How did you manage that?
I'm a highly trained professional, Carol.
Oh, man.
So we got about 10 seconds to say.
10 seconds, we do.
The Barkin Biscuits in next, and then news on Jim Gaffigan that's kind of cool.
Ooh, I can't wait. We'll be right back.